Good morning. How are you guys? Awesome is the right word. Yes! The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. Okay? Good. You can go back to your places. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, this morning I got to thinking all of those things that Jesus talked about. He said the kingdom of heaven is like someone who found a great pearl and sold everything. The kingdom of heaven was like someone who found a treasure in a field and then hid it. That was weird. And then he went and he bought the field. Well, it could have been in the sun, could have been in the shade. But that's what the kingdom... What is the kingdom of heaven? Yeah, well, that's the end of the sermon. You're right. There you go. Well, I hid something this morning. So we're going to have our own search for the kingdom of heaven. So somewhere between right here and the piano and... Mr. Schmidt, would you raise your hand? And in front of Mr. Schmidt is something really cool, and you have to go find it. Go find it! The king... Pardon me? Go ahead. I mean, be creative, please. You'd think you were church members or something. Well, we got to the first pew and it wasn't there. King... Oh! Well, bring it back. You found it. That was very quick. Bring it. What did you find? A big cross you found. Did you help too? Did you find it, Leo? Bring it back here. So I asked a minute ago about the kingdom of heaven. Was it fun looking for it though? It was pretty cool, right? You know? Well, we're waiting for the resurrection. And all things will return. This was the treasure. I think when we think about what it is that we're looking for, that whole kingdom of heaven thing, I think... That's amazing. You could bottle that and sell it. The kingdom of heaven, I think what we find out is that it's really about Jesus. And that where does the kingdom of heaven come? Where is that promise?
It's from in the sky.
Well, it's kind of from the cross. And so we hide a treasure that is really an important treasure every week. So first of all, the cross, that's the treasure. Because that's how we know God. Right? We love God, and God showed us God loved us in the cross. And there's another treasure. I don't know. Even the adults probably never figured this out. But there's another... You ready? You want to see what the other treasure is? It's so cool. You didn't even know it was a treasure, I bet, week after week after... Are you ready? Come on up here. So we have the cross that tells us about the kingdom of heaven. Go right in front there. I'm going to go. That's a big note. Right up in front. Right here. Right in front of the altar. This is the altar. Stand right in front. Are you ready? Hang on. This is big. This is huge. There is another amazing treasure that we hide that tells us about God's love. Are you ready? You're sure? Shield your eyes. I don't want anybody to get hurt. You ready? There it is, right there. It is not just a glass of wine. It is a sign of God's kingdom. Did you know that? So here we've got a cross, sign of God's kingdom, right in front of us. You didn't even have to look very hard. And every Sunday we hide another one. And in a little while, we're going to bring that out. We're going to uncover it. And it's this, Jesus' body and blood. So the kingdom of heaven has something to do with who? With Jesus. And it's not quite as hidden as we thought it was it? It's not that hard to find. It's right where? In front of you. That's why Jesus in another parable says, the kingdom of God is at hand. It's right here. So the kingdom of heaven maybe isn't that hard to find after all. Maybe it's right here because God gives it to you for free. Okay? That's the kingdom of heaven. You guys did a good job with hide and seek. Now let's see how the adults do. Thank you.